This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines is opposing Deb Haaland's nomination for Interior Secretary. He showed his disapproval during questioning at the two-day confirmation hearing this week in Washington. Haaland has support from Montana tribal leaders and Native legislators. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas has more.
Many tribal nations in Montana, most recently the Crow Nation, support Haaland's confirmation, while Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines has come out as one of Haaland's strongest opponents.
Do you support a ban on fracking and no new pipelines?
Senator, President Biden does not support a ban on fracking, is my understanding, and it would be his agenda that we would.
Yeah, but do you personally support a ban on fracking and no new pipelines?
Senator, if I could say, if I am confirmed as secretary, I would be serving at the pleasure of the president, and it would be his agenda that I would move forward.
While Senator Daines questioned Representative Haaland about critical minerals, trapping, semi-automatic weapon bans, and grizzly bear management, he did not ask her about how she will handle oversight of interior programs that impact Native Americans, such as the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Isn't the role of a cabinet secretary to advise the president on these important issues, not just follow him blindly?
Senator, the way I have always taken any position I've had is I feel that I'm part of a team. And if I'm confirmed, it's working with all of the other cabinet secretaries, as well as with President Biden.
Senator Daines said he will work to block and defeat Haaland's nomination, calling her a, quote, hardline ideologue with radical views out of touch with Montana and the West, end quote. Democratic Senator John Tester says he will vote to confirm the congresswoman. I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
A group advocating for the protection of Oak Flat, a sacred site in Arizona, filed an emergency appeal this week in its pursuit to overturn a federal judge's decision to allow the site's transfer to a copper company. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports.
The emergency appeal is meant to speed up the legal process as March 11th approaches, the day the federal government is expected to swap thousands of acres of federal land, which includes Oak Flat, for land owned by Resolution Copper. If the land transfer takes place, the proposed copper mine would be one of the largest in the country, transforming Oak Flat into a crater and severing Apache religious practices there. Winsler Nosey Sr., the head of the nonprofit Apache Stronghold, recalled the traumatic history of, in his words, imprisonment on reservations. He says the transfer is yet another way the United States government is selling out the Apache people. Last week, the nonprofit filed an appeal to the federal judge's preliminary injunction ruling. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
This week, the Cherokee Nation Supreme Court ruled the language by blood is void and should be removed from Cherokee Nation law, including the tribe's constitution. The decision was in response to a case which determined freedmen have full rights as Cherokee citizens based on a treaty from the 1800s. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. welcomed the decision, saying the Cherokee Nation is stronger when they move forward as citizens together and on equal basis under the law. The Cherokee Nation has about 8,500 enrolled citizens of freedmen descendants. Federal consultations are taking place Thursday as part of the National Congress of American Indians virtual winter session. The Department of Agriculture is holding a meeting on food distribution programs on reservations. And the Bureau of Indian Affairs is taking comments on whether petitioners denied federal tribal recognition status should be able to resubmit another request. The consultations are being held on conference calls. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.